It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strangechamps, and when the weather turns cold and the nights get long, that's when I know it's time to start knitting.
Just recently, we've got in Anzula, which is a beautiful hand-painted yarn. The Brooklyn Tweed, have you seen this yet?
It's really, I don't even know what you'd call that color.
Well, his color names are so great. Like, this is called Tent.
A tent?
There's one that's called Sap. This is homemade jam.
This is my local knitting shop, The Knitting Tree, and owner Jackie Shanahan and I are checking out the new yarn.
How many yards did they say?
Have you made anything out of any of this?
I have. And his knitting is meditative for me. I'm kind of an A-type person, and I can't sit still, so it helps me sit in focus, and I couldn't live without it. So here I am.
So 1978.
I garden in the summer and knit in the winter. It's extremely calming, kind of like doing meditation almost.
This is the secret every knitter knows, how calming it is. It's like a tranquilizer made of wool. That's why Ruth Bader Ginsburg knits her way through Supreme Court decisions. Why Susan Stamberg used to knit while she was hosting All Things Considered. There's some magical connection between the hands and happiness, and now science is figuring out why.
Knitting itself makes people feel good. We did a survey of over 3,500 knitters from 31 countries. The most striking thing is there are millions of knitters from around the world, from different backgrounds, different cultures, all saying the same thing, and that's quite striking.
This is Betson Corkhill. She lives in Bath, England, where she's created an entirely new field, therapeutic knitting. The clinical application of knitting for mental health treatment and pain control. Betson, your background is in physical therapy. How did you get interested in the therapeutic possibilities of knitting?
Well, I stumbled across it, really. I gave up physiotherapy in 2002. I became a freelance production editor for a range of craft magazines, and one of my jobs was to read the letters pages. And they literally got sacksfuls of letters every day. And about 99% of those letters talked about the therapeutic benefits of crafts, but particularly knitting.
What kinds of things were people saying about knitting?
Well, I can remember the first letter I picked up was from a 14-year-old girl who said, I don't have to take my pain medication when I knit. And then the second letter was from a lady who had tried to commit suicide. And her husband, in desperation, had given her a knitting while she was in hospital recovering. And she said, now I look forward to tomorrow. I look forward to every day. So I had a bit of a light bulb moment then and thought, well, this is really interesting. This could be something that could change the way we view well-being and the way we treat long-term health problems.
Is the idea that there is something about the physical act of knitting, the movements the hands make, that has some effect on people's mental and physical state?
Absolutely. We think the patterns of movement are really important. They're bilateral, they're rhythmic, they're repetitive, they're automatic, and they move across the midline of the body. We know that repetitive movement enhances the release of serotonin, and it enhances a meditative-like state, which is immediately, instantaneously familiar, relaxing, calming. And if you combine that instantaneous nature with the portability of knitting, you're giving people a really powerful tool.
You said something about cross-body movement. Explain that.
Working both hands in a coordinated pattern of movements that cross the midline of your body. Your brain has to work very hard to coordinate that particular movement of your hands. So the harder and more the work that's done and the more absorbed you become in an activity, you're less likely to experience pain.
You also, I think, discovered that there's something about the brain's reward system that winds up making people feel good when they've produced something. Is that part of this also?
That's right. If you engage in a task that's a little bit of effort, And you're successful at it, the reward system in your brain fires off with a boost of feel-good, pain-relieving, motivating chemicals. And there is a theory, actually, that depression may be linked to the reward system going into decline, because there are quite a few people in the world who don't experience success in anything they do in their lives.
It's funny, you haven't talked about the main reason I'm drawn to knitting personally. For me, it's about texture and color. It's very sensory. I think maybe because I spend most of my day working in front of a computer, you know, in two dimensions and not really touching much.
Absolutely. And actually our survey, we did a survey of over 3,500 knitters from 31 countries. And one of our findings was that texture was twice as significant as color for affecting mood, and that the tactile experience elicits an emotional response. So touching something good makes you feel good.
Has it been hard to get scientists interested in studying knitting? I would imagine they might, you know, sort of see it just as an armchair hobby, not worth studying.
The K word was the biggest barrier to this work at the beginning.
So the K word?
The K word. So much so that I actually had to change the word knitting. I had to use a different word. So I started calling knitting a bilateral rhythmic psychosocial intervention. And that sort of changed their perspective on it, because then they would say, well, that's very interesting. How are you doing that then? So I'd say, well, we're using knitting.
So for people who already knit but want to take it deeper or experience it therapeutically, do you have suggestions?
So there are lots of different things you can do when you've identified what you'd like to use it for. You can use it to manage sleep, low mood, post-traumatic stress, chronic pain, addiction, and you can go into different mindsets according to the projects that you choose. You can have a fairly simple project which will let you go into a mindset that's more like daydreaming, or you can have a more complicated project that'll increase the distraction. So if you've got a particular problem that's really, you know, distressing you, or if you've got issues such as chronic pain, for example, then you can divert the brain's attention more towards something that's more complicated that you have to count with.
Better living through knitting.
Yes, exactly.
Betsen Corkhill is the founder of Stitch Links, and she's the author of Knit for Health and Wellness.
The knitting pins go click, click, click. Stitches dropping quick, quick, quick. Catch your stitch, don't let it run. To pick up stitches is...